Have a nice time.
Tonight. Tonight, let's learn to daven. Let's learn to daven. Hanukkah. Fourth night of Hanukkah. Parshas Miketz, Tov Shenayin Gimel. Mo Osur Yeshua Osi.
The Shabbos Rosh.
L'cho Noah.
Shabbat.
Tikon base. Tefillah Osi. This is a shir on Tefillah? Tikon base Tefillah Osi. Somebody find the place and tell me what it means. Nope. We have the place over there, Rabbi Stein, almost. Yeah. Huh?
782.
Please read the first line of Mosur. Read the words, please, and translate it in English, please.
You see, even in my birthday group, I do the work. I don't have the kids do the work.
Yeah, you do the work.
That's why I've been doing it for so long.
Let's go.
Everybody.
Mosur, what does it mean? Translate, please.
Mosur, you shall see. Something about the rock. Now, can I cheat and look at it?
Read English, go ahead.
Well, it says the rock is my salvation.
The rock is my salvation. Mo, sur, Yeshua, see. The strength of the rock is my salvation. Go ahead.
L'chano el shabeach.
Which means?
Praise you.
L'chano el shabeach. To you, it is proper or beautiful to praise, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Tikon beis tefilosi.
Oh. What does that mean, tikon beis tefilosi?
I guess it's talking about returning the tefillah to the house.
What does it say for tiko? Tiko means it's establish?
Restore. My house of prayer.
My house of prayer. Restore my house of prayer. Restore.
Where we will bring a thanksgiving.
Oh. Stop. Okay, now. Those people who have been in shul, and many of you have been in shul for the last week or so, we Tim Mincha Ma'ariv, know that we've been talking about the menorah that is inside the Beis Knesses. We mentioned tonight that the Rambam does not mention this halacha, the Gemara does not mention this halacha. The Tur, the Mechaber, and the Ramah mentioned the halacha, and thus Svardim and Ashkenazim all have the minig in their shuls that they have a menorah which is lit after Mincha, after Shkia, or before Ma'ariv, as we will do at the 9:30, 10:30, 6 o'clock Minyan. Now, it is an amazing concept. Amazing, with a capital A. Amazing concept. That although the Gemara does not mention it, Klal Yisrael started a Minig, and what do? We light the menorah where?
In the morning.
Not only in the morning.
In the
We light the menorah in Shul. In the Beis Knesses, at the Beis Medrash. As a matter of fact, as I mentioned tonight, the Mincha Ma'ariv, because I found out last night, Rabbi Yosef Nagar told us that Teimanim,
they don't
light a menorah because it's not mentioned by the Rambam. Why is it not mentioned by the Rambam? Because it's not mentioned in the Gemara. Is this a tefillah shir?
Yeah.
I'd like to ask you a question, sir.
Yeah.
You have an answer?
Yeah,
so
I'm up against.
Question is, could you please tell me why somebody, I don't know, I'm not even sure who, why somebody decided in the 12th century, maybe the 1100s or the 1200s, to take a menorah, bring it into shul, and light it with a bracha. Two brachas. Three brachas the first night. Five minyanim, 15 brachas the first night. 10 brachas the second night. 10 brachas the third night. Could you please tell me what's going on here?
Why did they initially initiate this?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I like the way you initiated of this new question here. Why did it start?
As a
zecher
for the Beis
Hamikdash. As a
zecher
for the Beis
Hamikdash. Why
dafke at that moment in time? Why didn't Chazal feel they should do it? What happened? What's going on? Let's begin. As you know, and as we have been discussing, Professor Paul Frankel raises his hand in the right corner. He'd like to ask a question. What?
I don't know anything about chakras, etc., but is it possible?
That is a very interesting point, Professor Paul Frankel. As a matter of fact, they say that even those people who do not make Kiddush in Shul, that was a big machlokes also whether we make Kiddush in Shul, we don't have any guests who are really sleeping in the Shul. We, when I say we, those Shuls that have the Mesorah of remaining Ashkenazic Shuls, such as Adas Yeshurun of Washington Heights and Adas Yeshurun on Toohey Avenue in Chicago, still make Kiddush in Shul Friday night. That has become much less popular because many, many places of tefillah are not the true base knesses going back to the Ashkenazic form. Many of them are Hasidic shtiblach, many of them are yeshivas, etc., and therefore they do not.
It's not like, yeah, anyway. I was going to say,
is that the reason the yeshivas and whatever are doing?
Yes, although the yeshivas do make Havdolah.
Havdolah, yes.
Yes.
Well, that's
because the Bachurim
don't hear it.
That's correct, although...
Not only for all the Bachurim, that's for
that's
sure.
That's correct.
Here, it's a different
but if you look in a Siddur, you will see in a Siddur, including the Oscar Siddur, Havdalah is part of Meirav and Matzoi Shabbos, and Kiddush is part of Meirav on Friday night. That's part of Meirav. It's made not when davening is over. It's made before davening is over. Oh, there is definitely a demarcation line, but I'm just telling you that Lamaisa, it's in the Siddur, not as an afterthought, after Meirav.
So what makes the demarcation?
That's a good shaila, but I don't want to get there. You just asked the question, who asked the question? Professor Paul Frankel. I happen to see, preparing for Shir, that those people who say you do not make Kiddush, still hold that you do light nears.
Shari Tanik does neither Kiddush or Havdalah.
I can't help it. I'm not responsible. You're responsible for.
Shari Tanik is roses?
Yeah.
Is it possible that they started for the same reason? Maybe they continued for something different, but the same way they do it in Kiddush was there were laughing and oracle people who were there.
Yeah, exactly, but that's not the case. That's not the case. Now, we mentioned. And I will repeat it because it bears repetition, especially for those of you who are not here between Mincha Maariv for the last few days. I've been working on the menorah. Every year something else comes up. This year I decided I'm working on the menorah. The menorah in shul. I've worked on the menorah in shul before about how there was a bracha, but I never worked on the machlekes tanoim. Then it's a machlekes rishonim. Then it's a machlekes achroinim. Now, I gave a shir before to women, as I do every Tuesday night. And I asked them a question, a very innocent question. I said, do you know that we light a menorah in shul? And you know what they all answered me?
No.
No, because they've never seen it, because women don't come from Mincha Maariv, they don't even know there's a menorah lit in shul. In Kal Vachomer, they don't know there's a menorah lit in the morning in shul. That's for sure they don't know. They don't know. Chal, they don't know. Okay, good. They don't know, so I try to tell them. Now, let's talk about us. We do know. So now, we know, and we've been discussing it again for the last few days, that the menorah is lit on the south side, meaning the south, close to the south wall, on the east side of the shul. East side of the shul. And we mentioned that the person who lights the menorah has his back facing the south, and he is facing north. He lights the menorah. The first candle that he lights on the first night is the candle that's closest to the Aron HaKodesh, which will be the candle on his extreme right. Now, we also mentioned that it's machlokes. We have our candles going east to west. The Rambam and the Smag hold that the candles in the Beis HaMikdash went from north to south. Rashi and the Ravid hold that they went from east to west. It's a machlokes tanoim. The machlokes is how we paskin, and we paskin that they went from the Rama paskins. They went from north to south. A big tumult how the Rama can paskin like that. But the Maisa Rashi and the Ravid hold they went from east to west, and that's the halacha. And that's a machlokes tanoim. A machlokes we showed him how to paskin vis-a-vis the Beis Hamikdash. Comes out then that in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Aleph and Erechayim it mentions that you light in the Beis Knesses. The Achrayim now have a discussion which way, and most Achrayim opt for the way we paskin the halacha, which is like Rashi, which means that the candles go from east to west. The person standing there stands with his back to the south, only in the shul. At your house, where do you light? In my house, my windows face north. The living room window in my house is on the north side. Therefore, I face north. My back is to the south. My menorah goes from east to west, which happens to be exactly like the shul, but that's just a coincidence, because my dear Choshev, a tzaddik neighbor, who lives across the street from me, whose name happens to be Swang with the all, has a window that faces west. So his menorah goes from north to south. And when he lights the menorah, his back is to the east and his face is to the west.
Yeah, it's true. That's a different Indian.
Not a different Indian, it's a different angle. Ha ha. Now, Lamaisa. Right?
It's a different angle because it depends where the window is.
It depends where the window is. In shul, it has nothing to do where the window is. We don't light by the window in shul.
Persumei Nisa,
that shul's an Indian of Migdash Ma. Persumei Nisa, together with Beis HaMikdash, as we've been mentioning. And therefore we mentioned that there's a suffer to the Beis HaMikdash. And the suffer to the Beis HaMikdash is normally in a shul. What happens in a shul? Can you explain to me, name me three things quickly that are the same named as things in the Beis HaMikdash. Number one?
The menorah.
The shulchan.
Parochus.
Not the menorah.
Menorah is not part of a shul. Only in Chanukah.
Aron.
which has a parochas, and in front of the parochas is a
Ner Tamid.
Those three things represent a base HaMikdash. Therefore, this room on our left, which is called our base Medrash, the room on our right, which is called our base Knesset, and even the room in which we are presently standing, which is called the overflow room, which is a shear room, and sometimes becomes a base Knesset, sometimes becomes a base Medrash, whatever, is a Mikdash Mat. The base Knesset is base Medrash and Mikdash Mat. On Chanukah, as Rav Nachi just said, besides having a Parochas, and besides having an Oren, and besides having a Ner Tamid, we also have a Menorah. And this menorah is not lit like it's lit in our house, depending upon where the window is. This menorah is lit with specific directions. Which means, south side, east wall, candles going east to west, person standing facing north, back to the south. Because the room becomes a room like the Beis HaMikdash. Are you with me? Even though all year is the Beis HaMikdash Mat, the Rechadik is a little bit more of a Beis HaMikdash. And as I mentioned, when I was a child growing up, I don't know if you have experienced when you were growing up, some of you may have, there were people who could not come to Shul three times a day to daven because they had to be at work and they missed Mincha Maariv. Or some of them had to be at work and they had to miss Shacharis. They daven Shacharis would be a Chidus. But in Rosh Chodesh they try to come. Why? Laning, Hallel, Musaf. Try to come for Rosh Chodesh.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
That base measures there.
Yep.
If you happen to use that as a place to go from just out one door to the other, you don't have to say a plus of details.
We made it all tonight.
What about on time? Where it's changing.
Excellent question. I like the point you bring up. The point you bring up is that on Chanukah, our base Knesset and our base Medrash is magnified. Intensified is a good word. Magnified is a good word. Who? Amplified is a good word. Very good. All good words. And now it has transformed, is the word I was looking for. And now it becomes more of a Beis HaMikdash. More of a Beis HaMikdash. Haraya! That's what the person is doing. Now, can you give me, somebody mentioned it before. I think you mentioned it before. Paul Franken, what would you like?
I know it's amplified
because the Maisa, the menorah, halacha of the Beis HaMedrash and the Beis Knesset is a halacha in which one page of the Mishnah Berurah and one Amud Beis in the Mishnah Berurah mentions the Beis HaMikdash four times. Because the halachas are based on the Beis HaMikdash. Where was the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? It has nothing to do with where the menorah is in our house. In Shul, where the menorah was in the Beis HaMikdash. How do you like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? Which way did the candles go in the Beis HaMikdash? Which way did the menorah face the Beis HaMikdash? That's what the halacha is. And one more second.
So it's upgrading.
Upgrading is a good word.
I don't follow this.
Okay, you can follow it. You'll ask me later. Listen here. It says clearly that it's a Beis HaMikdash dik, and therefore it is upgraded into its intensification of the Beis HaMikdash. You mentioned the word before. The only other time in which, let me ask you something, can you tell me any yontif which is
dominant?
Which its creation of the yontif is because of something that happened in the Beis HaMikdash?
Tisha B'Av and Kippur.
Tisha B'Av is not because of something that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. It's because of something that happened to the Beis HaMikdash. To the Beis HaMikdash. What? It happened then, that was destroyed. What did Yom Kippur? What?
Devoted.
Oh, you said the Avodah earlier. Now listen to me here. There was a Shabbat Shuvah Joshua, which was said in this shul many years ago, which I think you were here for, and you were here for, and Paul Franken was here for, and you were responsible. And that was the Shabbat Shuvah Joshua of the what? Of the Avodah. You remember that Shabbat Shuvah, the Avodah, or was it before you got here?
How many years ago was it?
I have no idea how many years ago it was. You're responsible to know all those things. Now listen here.
Probably.
The question was about the Avodah. And that was, that Chazoras HaShatz for every single Shemone Esrei is the repetition of the brachas that we said, sometimes with additional piyutim. What is the Avodah doing here? Not mentioned anywhere in Shatz. There's a hint to it in Rashi, in Yuma. We spoke about it in great detail. And we said that Klal Yisrael, what did they want?
Kapara.
They wanted Kapara. What else do they want? They wanted the Avodah. Because of the Kapara of the Avodah. They wanted the Avodah. What happens to the Rav Heshi Wengro, the Baal Mustafa and Adas Yishurim? What does he become on Yom Kippur? The Kohen Gadol. Pereshik HaFachayim. What are we doing here, bowing down on the floor? Achas! Achas the Achas! What is that? Transformation of the Beis Knesset into the what? Beis HaMikdash. Momentarily, that's what we're doing, right? We moved the Beis HaMikdash from Yerushalayim to Chicago to Tui. Avodah.
Reenacting.
Why do we do it?
Isn't it more symbolic?
Very nice. But it's more than symbolic. Because it would only be symbolic, and the Chazan would say a few words, and it would be very nice, and we'd have a tune and a melody. And we'd go la-da-da-da-da. The Chazan hits the floor with a whole bunch of halachas. Can he move? Can't he move? How does he move? We go down to the floor with a whole bunch of shilas down, up, down, up, up, down. What is this? Achas, 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 achas. What is this? Kacho yoimer! What is this?
It's a mirror image of exactly what took place then.
How come it's not in Shas? How come somebody decided to do this? What happened? What happened?
So we remain connected to the Beis HaMikdash.
We needed the Beis HaMikdash. Golus was getting long. People were longing. There was no Beis HaMikdash. It had become centuries already. People were longing. There was a longing. And someone came up with a structure, and we allowed it to go. Chanukah is even a bigger Chiddush.
Is that why we do the Hoshanos too?
Yeah, Chanukah is even a bigger Chiddush. What's the bigger Chiddush of Chanukah?
What's a derbanan?
Brachas. We make brachas. Here in this shul, 4 minyanim for Meir, we make 8 brachas a night, as we said earlier. Brachas. It's a pella.
But this is the only
yomta
that's there.
Van,
that we do this.
That's a rather. Well, we said halal and Rosh is also a minig, and we make a bracha and halal, but I don't want to go there. Listen to me. Listen to, I think, what's going on. It's a chiddush, I'm telling you right now. I've never said this in this year before. Ready? Listen to me. I haven't said this chiddush before tonight. I think. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you remember Sukkot anymore? Or Sukkot is over?
Just past
Sukkot? Past Sukkot. It's long gone, right? Your Sukkot still up?
No.
Right? Sukkot is gone, right? There was an avodah called Pesach, Sfira, Shavuos, the Dry Vachin, Tisha B'Av, Elul, Shana, Shesh Metshuva, Shabbat Shuva, In Kippur, Sukkot, Chol HaMoed, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, such an avodah gedoyla ad moed. Then we go into the winter. Okay, Cheshvan, we still feel a little connected to Sukkot as we say Bahab. Then we get to Hanukkah. It's cold outside. It's dark outside. It's rainy outside. Day is so short. Comes along a little light. A little light. What does the light do? The light breaks through the Choshech.
Right.
Says Kal Yisrael like this. There's only one Yontif. Centers around the Beis HaMikdash. Which Yom Tov is that, Dr. Paul Frankel, President Paul Frankel? Hanukkah. Centers around the Beis HaMikdash. We went into the Beis HaMikdash. There was a nest in the Beis HaMikdash. We got back to the Beis HaMikdash. We forced to the Beis HaMikdash. The Greek Christ was a time of the Beis HaMikdash. We got it back at Hanukkah. The whole thing revolves around the Beis HaMikdash. Obviously, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, and Rosh Hashanah and Kippur can't revolve around the Beis HaMikdash. There was no Beis HaMikdash by Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur before the Mishkan was even made. Purim is in Golis. There can't be a Beis HaMikdash. Hanukkah is the only Yom Tov that took place in Eretz Yisrael around the Beis HaMikdash. Fighting to the Beis HaMikdash back. Went back into the Beis HaMikdash. Took the Mother of the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash. Says Kal Yisrael like this. Are you ready? Light. Light of the menorah. Light of the menorah. Beis HaMikdash. Says Kal Yisrael. We want more menorah. We want more shaychus to the Beis HaMikdash. Somebody decided, post Chazal, post Gaonim, post Rambam, somebody decided we're going to start lighting the menorah in shul. The Mikdash Ma'at. We're going to make it into a more of a Mikdash.
Is it permitted though?
The answer is yes. You want to know why? Great question. I'll bring you right, it's permitted. You know why?
Making up your own rules and rules.
Because of the mice, no?
We do it. What's the right for it? Because the mice, your father did it, your grandfather did it, my grandfather did it, and everybody else in the room, and his grandfather, great-grandfather did it. Let him in a shul with a brothel. Except for Yosef Nagar's grandfather. That's right. Who did it? How did it come about? I don't know which person did it. But the Rishonim were maskim, and there's a structure that if you make a minig, which corresponds to a mitzvah, that sometimes you can make a brothel. It's an absolute pella. Why? I'm positing, because we wanted to be connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Now listen, last week's year, what do we say? What's Hanukkah? Is it a Yom Tov? Yes. Is there an Issa Malacha?
No.
Is there a Chiyuv Suda?
No.
No. So what is it a Yom Tov about? We said last week, Hallel V'Hoido. Hallel V'Hoido. What does that mean? It means Hallel to praise Hashem, Hoido to thank Hashem. Correct? We do it as part of Tefillah. Taisa says it's not a Tefillah, but we do it in Tefillah. We do it in Tefillah. We sing Hallel. We say Hallel. Likrais Hallel. V'Loim Alanisim V'Hoido. Said whoever created this many, perhaps. You ready for this? He said like this. I want more or. I want more or. I want more menorah. I want more shaykhs to the Torah. I want more shaykhs to the Beis HaMikdash. How am I going to do it? I'm going to construct more Beis HaMikdash. Where? In Poland. What am I going to do? In Egypt. Where am I going to do it? How am I going to do it? I'm going to take the base Knesset and I'm going to say, besides the Aron and besides the Parechas and besides the Ner Tumah, I'm going to put a Menorah for 8 days. And that Menorah is going to be like the base of Migdash to come Menorah, because I'm not going to light it by the window. I'm going to light it on this east wall on the south side, and the person is going to stand there with his back to the south and facing the north, just like he did the base of Migdash, his base of Migdash. Like the Avodah. Base of Migdash. Umamela. What is that going to do? It's going to give me more base of Migdash. And you know what that's going to do? Watch this cycle now. What that's going to do, it's going to allow me, are you ready? It's going to allow me to intensify my tefillah, my recitation of Hallel B'Hoidor, which I do during tefillah, in a room which has now become more of a Beis HaMikdash, which is called what? What's the Beis HaMikdash called? Tikkun Beis Tefillah Si. Based on the pasuk of what? He based the tefillah, the kol ha'am. The base HaMikdash is a base tefillah. It's a place to daven to Hashem. Tikkun Beis Tefillah. See, we make the shul, we make the base medrash, the base knesses, into an intensification or transformation of what? Or the Beis HaMikdash, which will give us more power to daven. I never got the word straight. What's the opposite of a vicious cycle? I never got the word. Somebody once told me I once had a pretty good word. I don't know what it is. But here's the cycle. Here's the cycle. The cycle is a positive cycle. The cycle is, make it self-reinforcing cycle. Okay, there got to be one word instead of vicious. But here's whatever the word, positive momentum. Fine, listen.
Why can't we initiate it next month again, something else?
Oh! Whoa. 8 minutes, we'll get to your question maybe. One second. We want an intensification of our yontif. We do it by creating this cycle, that the base HaKnesses, which is a Migdash Mat all year long, becomes a little bit more of a Migdash Mat for 8 days, which now gives us an intensification of the Kedusha of this room, which gives us the ability to daven better, which is the purpose of the Yontif, which is the recitation of Hallel V'Hoidor, which takes place during Tefillah, even if it's not the Etzem of Tefillah, but it's part of Tefillah to be able to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you. Where do we want to say thank you? In the base Knesset, in the base Medrash, which is a bigger base on Migdash. And therefore, I will tell you, as I believe I said in this year last week, that it's an incredible inyan to make sure to daven and shul over Hanukkah. Now, Renochi asked before, maybe therefore I shouldn't be able to walk through the Kapandria, should be intensified? Kenzai. It would be a nice minig if somebody would find that. That would be an incredible minig. I would love to hear it. And yes, Professor Paul Frankel, you would like to ask what? Okay, then I would like to say, based on what you were trying to ask me earlier, that this room, this building, has a greater intensification of being a base of Mikdash, which intensifies the base tefillah. And the purpose of the Yontif of Chanukah is the recitation of Hallel V'Hoidor. How do we increase it? By the other part of Chanukah. What's the other part of Chanukah? Lighting the menorah. Lighting the menorah and Hallel V'Hoidor are not separate issues. Lighting the menorah. Lighting the menorah creates, even in our home to a little degree, creates the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. Because could you tell me something about the Hanukkah candles that are different than the Shabbos candles because of something that they have? We learned it in the Shabbos afternoon shiur. What can you not do with the Hanukkah candles? Hana. That's because why? They're doimed to the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. Ooh, so even in the house there's a little bit of an intensification. You know what happens for 8 days? The whole 8 days is an intensification. Centered around what? Centered around the Beis HaMikdash, which we no longer have, of course. So almost 1,000 years after the Maisa of Chanukah, almost 1,000 years after the Maisa of Chanukah, or more than 1,000 years after the Maisa of Chanukah, Klal Yisrael decided, and don't ask me as Reb Nachi is asking, because it's a bomb question, who decided, who gave him the license, etc., etc., but we decided that we're going to make an intensification to even enhance our halal and our haidah to a greater extent. And that intensification comes with the menorah, which is reminiscent of the Beis HaMikdash, which transforms the room into greater Kedusha, which enhances our ability to say Halal V'Hidah, which enhances our overall tefillah and the whole Yom Tov of Chanukah, and therefore it's so precious to daven and shul. Yes?
I thought I'd be asking in terms of us, simply because...
The intensification, Professor Paul Frankel, I will tell you why. The intensification is because every object that we have, which is a remembrance, a zecher, a reaction, a recreation of the Beis HaMikdash intensifies the Kedusha.
You're basing that on the fact that it's the position where you are.
I'm basing on the fact that everybody says when they describe this halacha, they compare it to the Beis HaMikdash. That's
so
what I'm basing on.
That's
everything to do with it, because the Maisa, the halakhas of the Rambam, the halakhas of Rashi and the Ravid have nothing to do with lighting the menorah and shul. They're only doing with the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. No one's discussing lighting the menorah and shul. The Achronim and the later Rishonim take this halakha and said, and as if Nachi's bothered, everybody's bothered. Who in the world has the chutzpah to do this? Where did this come from? I have a list in one notebook of, I think, of 30 places that are post-Talmudic, post-Chazal, in which we do things. It's an incredible thing to do it. Unbelievable.
But you said the reason why it's reminiscent of the Beis HaMikdash is because you are laughing from east to west. And that's the way that
and putting it on the south side.
Okay.
And the pastor who's lighting it is standing the way they stood in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's not me. I'm not saying anything.
So I'm asking. So first thing I said before, it's got 8 candles. It's not the same because they're lights.
I didn't say it's exactly the same. I'll prove to you it's not the same.
So,
I'll prove to you it's not the same. How can it be the same? How can it be the same? Is it a silver menorah like in the Beis HaMikdash?
No.
Is it the same type of world they use in the Beis HaMikdash?
No.
It's effectively in the Beis HaMikdash. Is Heshi Wango to Kayin Gadol? Is this room in the Beis HaMikdash? It's effectively. There's an addition of Kedusha. It's an incredible, incredible moment.
So watch you say one halacha. That's the law. That's the
reposition. That, my dear friend, is beyond the scope of this simpleton. I'm a simpleton.
And why can't we continue making it for the next class?
Ah, give all the... Right now we have to go daven in the Kedusha of the Beis Knesses. Okay. I would like to say...